Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello once again, Ian.
And Mike, you've added an addition to your house and left us with a challenge about measurements.
Yes, I said, think of two words that each name a unit of volume. One has six letters, the other has four. Change one letter to an R, then rearrange the result to name things that have lots of measurements on them. What are the units and what are the things? I used some of these to build my new house addition. If you start with bushel and pint, you can follow the directions and get blueprints.
So now that we've put our protractors away, let's turn to this week.
All right, Ian. On July 27th, 2010, it was reported that a group of photographic negatives purchased a decade earlier at a garage sale may have been those of Ansel Adams, the famous nature photographer. As far as I can tell, the mystery is still unsolved, depending on who you ask. Inspired by that event, this week our quiz is about famous photographs.
And our homepage portrait is obviously exempt.
Well, I did have a couple of questions about it, but I figured we'd give other people a chance for once. First up, the three-word erroneous headline depicted in a 1948 photograph of an edition of the Chicago Tribune being held by one of the men mentioned in the headline.
That's Dewey defeats Truman.
That is correct. The location depicted in a famous photograph of a young man standing in front of the first in a group of advancing tanks.
Tiananmen Square.
That is correct. The subject of the 1934 photograph nicknamed the Surgeon's Photo, which was revealed in 1994 to be, in reality, a model made of a toy submarine and wood putty. Aye, laddie, you're going to get letters on this one.
Oh, the Loch Ness Monster.
The Loch Ness Monster is correct, yes. It's sad to say that it is officially not a real thing.
But the truth is out there still.
The truth is out there, I want to believe. The era in American history, iconically captured in the Dorothea Lange photograph titled Migrant Mother, which depicts Florence Owens Thompson and her two children.
Great Depression?
The Great Depression is correct. In 1936, the Library of Congress captioned that photo, Destitute Pea Pickers in California, Mother of Seven Children, Age 32, Nipomo, California.
Brevity is the soul of not the Library of Congress.
That is correct. And finally, the musician who, during a 1970 concert at San Quentin Prison, gave the middle finger to the photographer in response to the request, let's do one for the warden.
That's got to be Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. Speaking of the man in black, a callback to a week or so ago. Well, Ian's photographic memory came in handy this week. He went 5 for 5. Let us know how well you did. Have you taken any famous photographs? Quiz@WAMC.org.
Or you can break your pose and surf on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit questions, or the weekly challenge. Mike, shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Start with the name Ansel Adams. Add a letter, then rearrange the letters to spell the names of three things you might see in a photograph of a beach. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues, and clearly has vacation on his mind.
I've just learned how to use Instagram, so watch out.
Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. And Mike, this show is worth 1,000 words. I hope next week's just as good.
I hope so. We'll see you then, Ian.